This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. TV is big right now. Premium cable series like Mad Men, Girls, and Game of Thrones are the stuff of water cooler and Twitter conversations, leaving those without access to cable in a quandary. Do they patiently await the iTunes or Netflix release, or give in and illegally download fresh episodes? Even law-abiding viewers admitted to pirating Downton Abbey from British television before it made it to PBS. Reporter Britta Conroy Randall brings us more on the growing argument that piracy is actually good for art.
Game of Thrones, Dexter, and Mad Men are incredibly popular shows, generating massive hype. With this kind of buzz, it's hard for some fans to resist dipping in early. You probably won't be surprised to know that these shows top the list of the most downloaded in the world. And depending on who you listen to, online piracy is either the scourge of the entertainment industry or a boon for artists. The Brazilian author Paulo Coelho has long been a proponent of piracy and recently partnered with the notorious file-sharing site Pirate Bay to call for people to, quote, pirate everything I've ever written. Many others agree. Even the man behind the mobile gaming phenomenon Angry Birds says it's good for business. The argument goes that the more a work, be it a book or a movie or an album, circulates, the better it is for the person who made it. Illegally downloaded copies might end up in the hands of people who wouldn't have ordinarily been exposed to the work. They become fans, pass on the work to other people, and eventually someone buys. But is it that simple?
Well, it's certainly true that piracy has cost some sales to movie studios, and they would prefer that it was completely wiped out. At the same time, it's clear that there are still movies being made, and that people are still making money selling movies and selling movie tickets. And it's indisputably true that there are television shows and movies being produced, that there are albums being recorded, and that in many ways people have more content at their disposal than ever before, and the availability of a free and open internet has played a key role in that.
That's Matt Iglesias, an economics writer for Slate. He says that a certain amount of piracy is good for business, especially for emerging artists.
After all, at the end of the day, the biggest struggle that any musician faces is actually breaking out and getting people to know them.
Without peer-to-peer sharing, acts like Katy Perry, the Arctic Monkeys, and Lily Allen probably wouldn't have made it big. So clearly some artists benefit from online piracy, and many more established artists are pro-piracy. Musician and actor Jack Black recorded this anti-piracy PSA parody a few years back.
Look, super mega rock and roll gods and superstars are just regular dudes like you guys. We punch the clock, we put on the pants, and then we blow people's minds. That's how we make a living. And then these pirates come and they steal all our internets. I don't know how they do it. These pirates can bust into our entertainers' homes, make us walk the plank, steal our rockin' tunes, and leave us broke. And you know what that means. No cash, no inspiration. No inspiration, no rocket sauce. No rocket sauce, no kick-ass rock and roll or movies. Is that what you want, Mr. Long John Silver?
But even major artists like U2 and Metallica, both of whom have come out strongly against online sharing, still come up against the difficulty of successfully legislating against piracy. We saw SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, grind to a halt in Congress earlier this year, and the argument seems to be at an impasse. Matt Iglesias says the whole thing is based on a false assumption.
A notion has been developed by some of the people in the industry that any time somebody sees a movie or listens to a song without handing money over to the rights holder, that they've been stolen from. But that's not a standard we ever applied before. I mean, libraries are a standard feature of every city. We all understand that people lend books to their friends. People watch television shows at a friend's house if they're interested in it, things like that. The sharing of books is not identical to the copying of files online. But it's also not completely different. We have to understand that fundamentally there's a difference between denying someone a sale and a kind of theft of real-world properties.
But he agrees that we must draw the line at some point.
Well, obviously, I think we can't allow for large-scale commercialized piracy. You know, if I have a business which is just about distributing your content, but you have nothing to do with it, that's a real problem. I mean, you should be the only person who's allowed to try to profit and build a business around your own ideas. But the idea that the government should be investing lots of resources into kind of shutting down, you know, teenagers who are downloading stuff in their rooms, or to putting draconian curbs on the whole operation of the internet, is really a bridge much too far. So the issue isn't so much, you know, where do we need to draw the line, but how hard do we really need to be trying on this? I mean, there aren't any rules that are never violated. And my main point is that having a certain amount of copying happening in the background is totally fine. It's just a consequence of the existence of the internet, the existence of digital technology, and we should learn to live with it.
Perhaps we should give the last word to legendary singer Neil Young. The Hall of Famer spoke about online sharing at a conference earlier this year.
It doesn't affect me because I look at the internet as the new radio. That's the way it is. It's not about whether it's acceptable or not. It is. That's how music gets around.
And so where
that's the real world for kids. They want something, they hear it, they grab it, they put it on their device. What I'm saying is let's make it available. Let people hear it.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Britta Conroy Randall.
Well, is can we have numbers?